leave a name on the Google and we requested that one. They had seen a particular transaction for my eyes. They were interested in the finance government for a country that I mentioned. So they are talking about the areas where we are afraid that we are going to put in options. So they are one of the areas that we are giving them options. That area that we still have to finalize today, one of the areas is that is from the minimum to the schools. We have to finalize the minimum to the schools.
Then
write to write here what is the minimum threshold. And then from there, then to the insurance AI, we write liquidity safety. And then the minimum, create the minimum threshold that I think today has to be referred to what it is the form of the thing. You can have you also in the democratic parliament. And then we are always open. When you are going to be ahead, you are right to be ahead, you have to guarantee. That allows you space to be had, but also you will allow us all space to be had. And I think that's what we are going to do. And then there are issues also that we have to deal with, which are very good issues. And they're joint groups. So this team, the government has to work together with the aim to achieve, to analyze the joint groups. That area of the land will be presented for your consideration. And then this team will consider the National Assembly team of the province. And then present as we meet in the joint groups of the panel. And then they will give you an input on those areas that are already circulated to you. Look at this, once we come to that one, toward the end of our meeting, we assess our views on it. We go to the joint team. And those have to move on and deal with the issue that you want to complete. But if you are going to find it, it's half the area. And what I would say, I don't want to pay the school and have been taken away from what you want to do.
On the issue of the joint rules, I'll express a view of the later on that. But I think the challenge we face this morning is that the original intentions were that we sit for hour and a half before the Rules Committee convened. The Rules Committee was going to convene at 10 o'clock, and we have scheduled a meeting for 20:30. Now that the Rules Committee is not convened, we really need to hone in on exactly what we are going to do in the limited time. I unfortunately am meeting at 12 o'clock, so I got
the so don't forget that the Rules Committee was supposed to sit today and tomorrow. So I decided it today. But you have said that through this meeting, it's very difficult to go to the Rules Committee before. We have had to take a report and submit a report that all of us have also had to do. That's why then you're going to switch to be fair. Because it means that today we have more time. The meeting was absolutely canceled. It was because of that. When it was very early, that we think we had enough time to look at this issue. And then the meeting was canceled for some days after the show. We shouldn't be taking that more up for some days of the whole committee and of the other meetings. Of course, we want to be there now. And we felt that it's important for us because the joint rules start policy may need even more. And therefore it's good for us just to take through what are the issues that are going to be in the meeting for us. Okay, but it's, we don't deal with apologies here now. And I think we should move then to the presentation. That's why I think we are ready to assist us. And can we do that?
Thank you very much. I have tried to incorporate all the concerns and threats of the subcommittee in this new document. In various sense, I've allowed options in place on the basis that I've understood that some issues they've already got no agreement. And as that option to be presented, that option is probably the two of them. So the key ones in that regard, probably is referred to them by the arrangement of business, rule 24A, the two options there, the preferred option on the part of the subcommittee. And in connection with that one, I have incidentally presented on a separate two-page the preferred option under the program committee in terms of waiting for the first time. The second, the dress code is referred to in general terms in Rule 5 without specifics. It says that the Rules Committee will do the detailed guidelines on that. The members not to be interrupted, Rule 7, there are some options there that need to be looked at. Again, there may be options that the subcommittee is prepared to take forward like that.
Rule
7, members not to be... As I say, we haven't been watching this agreement. I've indicated these are the options. We're confused. Okay. Another one is the grossly disorderly conduct. There was an option there, Rule 50, capital A. And the declarations of hope, which are also options, that's Rule 81. And then, as the chairperson indicated, there was outstanding submission requested from the EFF on secret rights. In relation not just to non-funded confidence, but generally, there was a suggestion that secret government should be considered if the House of Society takes on the basis of support of a third of members. That was the issue. So that was an issue that was the EFF's response. Thank you, Chair. two small things that neither of them need to mention right now, but rule 7 that could be separated into two rules. It makes sense to me that should be done. The one is to convene the first meeting of the House, and then the second one is the over recommendation of members. So I already said the issues, and there shouldn't be separate rules. And the other one is under the leave policy rules. There's one sub rule there with conditions, so it should be become part of the definitions about the rule of the conditions one for all. So those two might be interesting.
Well, 5 minutes of good anyway. Okay, but that is what we have done all the time. It is now where the language was debated by yourself for hours, and then how the rules to the structure again we are clear. As we review the rules, we must first address the intended purpose of the rules. What is the purpose of the rule, or intended purpose of the rule? What is the relevance of the rule? What is the meaning of that particular rule? And those are issues that we're looking at. Since now we have concluded that from 1 to 9. Then yes, then that then we didn't vote against Chapter 3 because that we are planning for the Chapter 3. There are issues where there are options that I do think though that let us revisit. Where they are often, let us revisit some of those areas because they are very helpful for us. And then also what someone else would have had. They are very useful for us. And because and they were dealt with some issues and the weeds, they dealt with the weeds, the issues of the weeds, and what the speaker can recommend to the leaders of the party. If the weeds is part of the problem, as an extended team, the government system, the program, the house. Some of the issues that we highlighted in terms of the report. We have worked on the document. We have put in two options, but I want to see areas where we put options. One area is Route 24, I think is the one that is the proclaiming policy. It's the area there that I think let us have the rules. Another area of the question of the generation of faith. And then those are two areas. Of course, another area is the one that Honorable Shibamba is going to make up.
The others were members not to be interrupted and the issue of proceeding disorderly conduct.
Absolutely. Remember, no one is alive faster than members again. Okay. Let us move on those three areas. Yes. I'll come to you.
I was just wondering.
Doesn't cause harm to anyone in terms of the mental health. general amnesia if you can actually have the proof for the African number of people. I want us to deal with the issues that we have identified. The one issue that we have identified, we have taken appointment with the Parliament and House, especially at the minimum standard, on the issue of procuring policy discussion that we put forward there. But I thought I would almost agree about the procuring policy when we met. And it would be a good idea again just to hear the second third member of the owner. But I thought we agreed, you know, that the procuring policy, how it's going to work, and then how has that been implemented there. It seems that we understand that there are issues that there's no need for an option. I think we should put one here, all of us, I think. As if you don't have the principle issue, then we put options. We have no principle of action. That at the end of the day, there must be 10 times that the mechanism is the most. If consumers are not rich, then the problem improves. And then the rules of the majority, then we will be paid. In case the majority, meaning party, who can stage, and all of that, but also if they wait 10 votes for the current party, which is I thought we were almost agreeing on how we should enforce this. But everyone must be involved and included in this issue. And if you allow the majority to set up, when you don't raise consensus, then the majority decision should be taken. And then that decision, of course, taken care that the majority party has majority in terms of the weighted votes. And the 62.6% of the ANC prevails, you know, if there are no consensus. I thought that generally, seeing no one must have been on that arrangement. If there is any issue that's there, we think we can have one option to present to the general. That's what they will come to. I'm not sure.
The more, I say, collective view on the powers and privileges from the state. I thought that the distribution of this court case which the EFF won in the case by court was the basis of dealing with what the privilege of content because already the judgment is indicating for the clause on how the privilege is coming to this conference. The unconstitutionality, obviously some of this is in the same. I think that we should be trying to see the question that we cannot object members of parliament when accused by a political party to the same political party prosecution, the same political party judgment. So these are political issues that must be dealt with. We don't want to move the machine again to the court prosecution. So can we then deal with this crisis before that? There is no use of exercising the power to come with the to both the rules of trying to judge the prosecute at the same time members of parliament. What allegations of possible parliament? So let's do that so that we have a clear position of what mechanism do you take as parliament to deal with issues which are thought to be concerning the parliament by reserve? Because there are instances where good things that even the presiding officers should be subjected to a process. And the manner in which the rules are there now is not that great. We have not an opportunity to be charged. Let me again the speaker, because in most instances, the speaker deserves the house. And she, in terms of the current rules, is the only one who can affair matters to the public relations committee. It's an issue that we deal with, or how do we deal with this conduct of presiding officers? In Parliament. It must be clarified so that you do not send it. Thank you.
Yeah, so personally, it's just unfortunate that we are sitting in the working committee, you know, where we can't get the call for print of all. But like, I mean, it's obvious that the Honorable Shivam is really abusing us. Not the way that the court is abusing us. He is a better abusing us. It's a question of proactiveness. That really need to apply now change. We need to wait for the outcome of the court. So that's the view of the court. then if it comes and then it is wet, then the calamity is used with water, whatever is affected by the wound. No, especially for whatever sickness, I don't think it will assist us there. Because some of the views that we expect there on the last court ruling, then some of them will be turned around, upside down. So we don't really need to move ahead of court cases. We must move behind and correct our things according to what will be the final court ruling. And then I think if you could spare our time on that one, then let us just wait for the court ruling. Thanks.
Okay,
colleagues,
let us go to the area
I don't know what the machine is talking about. There are issues of substance which I'm not under court discussion and because I'm making an example here now. What do we do when we think that the speaker is in contempt of parliament? The current rules of the National Assembly do not provide for us to report the speaker anyway for contempt of parliament because it's only due to the speaker the court issue. It's not an issue that we have to wait for a court to decide on. There are areas which court is dealing with, which is the composition of court and social responsibility. That will be done future in a different class. But there are issues that we have to deal with in terms of, because it's part of the rules that must be adopted by the rules committee has made by parliament. So it must be looked into, not the postpone for convenience purposes.
Thank you, Chairperson, while I agree wholeheartedly with my colleague's point that the issues must be brought up, this particular subcommittee is set to deal with Chapter 1 to 9. Chapter 12 deals with the young officer, the speaker, and what action can be taken against the speaker. And it's my understanding that this subcommittee, once we finish with 1 to 9, and that it's approved by the Rules Committee, then we come together again and we deal with the remainder of the chapters, which is Chapter 10 to 14. So we will be dealing with that and passing with the opportunity to make the submission. But Chair, also one of the things we must object is that we added a clause into the rules, which was directly from the guidelines, which actually makes the presiding officer and the speaker that they must be impartial, they must act with impartiality to all parties, including minority parties. We added that section in. It was one of the first things we did last week as a task when we came together. And Chair, we also added a section in that said, if you are happy with the ruling of speakers, may be referred to the Rules Committee. So already we've dealt largely with this, but the biggest part of this will be dealt with in Chapter 12 when we come to that next.
Honorable Shibambi, we will wait for Chapter 10, 11, 12, in fact, to have an opportunity 13, 14, and 15. But all of course, we may also have other rules that are not there that this team may have to formulate. Don't forget that we are reviewing the rules, we are not amending them. We are reviewing them to see whether that is relevant or not relevant. What are the new ideas? Where we can put new rules, learning from the experiences of many parliaments. As you know, Floyd, that the majority of parliaments in Africa is what we call a dress code. All except one. I'm saying that learning from all these international experiences, but also we know when the President of America speaks, no one is trusting the rules there. I'm saying that there are many rules everywhere. And these rules generally are discussed. Then when we formulate our own rules here to ensure that it is the questions that are relevant in terms of the meaning, in terms of the intended purpose, but in terms of the relevance around that, I think would deal with this issue that we are in, but let us wait and see.
So first, so the principle is that we're going to discuss, we're not waiting for the court as suggested by
General, then we are going to make a comment, your presentation then of the application of the court will be here within a time. Don't forget that this is a democratic parliament. Therefore will be allowed the space to be had. Whether we are disagreeing with you or not, but we allow
Point out that we did deal with the question of removal of Speaker, 14, 18A,
and they've indicated that in the case of a charge of misconduct, there is nothing that the House always has the power to take a resolution referring the charge to, for instance, the Parliament and Privileges Committee, to an ad hoc committee, to deal with any charge of that nature. So at the moment, the House doesn't in fact have the power it needs and does address.
Chair, actually, had someone else from, I think it's in our thing.
Yeah.
Because we can give FDR something from what we have. I think we're late. We don't think it's
good. No, we'll have time once we deal with one. And if can move, I always prefer to go after one of the members. Not so to say, not to go, just to present a report. We'll be presenting a report for the entire house. I always prefer that we must move after one general appointment to move before that. So let me present that. We've been held harder. I know I've had a decision that is part of the process. We don't have to have the intent in our land. It has been something that has been accumulated already for this council. Because otherwise it becomes very loose and something about this year, when we present there, we present on behalf of the platform. Members who are not part of the platform meeting, they will then post questions. And every member of the platform must be able to stand up there and explain. We can't raise and say, no, I'm sorry, no. I know that because we know that the democratic position is very important. And once the democratic position is taken, democratic party who participate is highly to everyone. Of course, you can have a view that not, I don't say that my life is fine. But I'm saying it's very important that you go to the rules and say that one general process of authority, I think we have closed that one, we are working. Can I say that the members of the first body that hate you, which are one and two? Okay. That's one.
Sure.
Yes.
Since the referee should be on draw 5 unforeseen adversity. The rule framed by the Speaker made important from the House based on the recommendation of the Rules Committee in the Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And I think we proposed there that the Rules Committee should meet at least once a month. It's there as a consideration of the order that is still in the document. We can't leave it open-ended that the Rules Committee does not meet as the agreement of the Speaker prevails over.
For hours and hours. It's not that we agree to the platform,
Thank you.
compiled tables for both of the rules coordinated with the memory on behalf of any person.
Yes. I'm looking at 24-8. We talked about the meeting, but talking about 24-8. I think we're going to take the position on that one.
24-8.
Whichever one may agree.
Oh, okay. Okay. One number four.
Stop Parliament and then the physical confrontation.
I don't think it's wise for Parliament to say that there must be physical altercation because of issues of discussion and things that have been associated by members. I don't think it's wise at all. So that does not make a provision for physical security to enter the chamber. None of them must not be allowed to happen in that situation. I think it's an issue that must be looked into a matter of principle. Two, another of the support is the issue about the speaker suspending members for 3 days. I'm sorry, it must never happen. There must never be a member who is suspended. I remember the other time the speaker just said, Honorable Mr. Mustafa is suspended for 5 days. Just like that. It can never be correct that the speaker can just suspend a person for 5 days. Why is there a new rule proposes that a person can be suspended without the remuneration, without benefit, without access to anything? Without a process. I don't think that is constitutional. It's not legal that a person can just do that, look at you and then they were suspended. Without any process, it can never be done to have such a role in the rules of the National Assembly. It must be separated. If the speaker in practice is not recognized for the citizens of the member of the state, but by the sort of speech and having a representation, and when I did that, I think the student was understood that the context of what I said, there was no need to remove. And the development process can then say that you were correct, the speaker was correct in terms of what is on there. No physical presence of security services or protection services or police must be allowed inside the chamber. Unless if one member of parliament physically attacks another one, then you can give a provision for the protection services to enter. But for things that we have said to allow, you cannot be correct that is then involved. It does not lead well for our democracy. Let us protect the house. Let us change.
I'm not saying that. And find the point in the paper situation is more than ever. It's not that we don't be off there another day on something that we already agreed, generally. Let me take care of honorable.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm just trying to understand honorable Shabam. The speaker gives the ruling in terms of order to what? Order to leave the chamber after refusing for whatever the reason is. And then the president sits there and looks at the sitting. Whereas you've been ordered to leave. Is that what they're saying? Then the member should be allowed to just sit there and do nothing. Maybe continue to be disruptive or whatever. Whoever the member is, after you've been ordered to withdraw, there has to be something else that follows. Now, what is that something else? What are you suggesting that something else should be? So just for your understanding.
Sir, so, before the members of contact, give us clear context for what we're talking about. They necessarily show the consequences of members who refuse to leave there. But the speaker is not always correct in preparing people to leave there.
Mm-hmm.
And once you leave the house, you've been punished already. I mean, let us accept the airport process that you've been allowed to leave the house for saying things that are not within the rules. The consequences of the following, then 3 day suspension and all these things. Can be a person that is followed otherwise, not physical confrontation in the house, because it will not go anywhere. But also the time is that members might even refuse to fight them. There was a physical fight, they were not there that they were challenged. When the police were ordered and the position was ordered to enter the house, I saw the footage that was a bloody physical confrontation. If that was not to create with the rules that let's have consequences for members here, who are not living either of them, but can be through physical confrontation. I don't think it's wise for the parliament to help us to
Let us move on this.
Thank you, Chairperson. I can agree with my colleague, for example.
Two questions. If, as members of parliament, we respect ourselves and we respect the quorum of the house, there would be no need for anyone to be removed from the house. So because we disregard the rules and the conditions that are there, so there would be a need for a member to be physically removed from the house, because some of them do it deliberately to disrupt the house. So we want, even in court, criminals, when they appear in court, they respect themselves. What about lawmakers? We disregard the rules, we disregard the presiding officer. So what more can we do? Some of us are here to work. We've been elected to work for the people out there. So this rule stays as is. Solution.
Chairperson, thank you. Chair, you'll remember that when you, she had this discussion, it was the end proposal that we had a form of parliamentary guide, which is basically our security services that fall under the offices of the Sergeant of Arms to beef up. In other words, they have training in conflict management so that you don't deal with a difficult situation. But we took a principled decision that in principle, police do not enter the floor of Parliament until someone's life is in danger. So, Chair, it's my understanding that, and I see here in the notes, that we prepare guidelines in terms of this committee and circumstances which may allow for people to change the chain. So I assume that when we meet next week on the 4th and the 5th, that's exactly what we'll be doing. It will be putting together guidelines to cover exactly under what situation a member may be physically removed and by whom, and what constitutes immediate danger.
Chair, what I just want to raise is that it wouldn't be read out of order for us to create a rule that provides for honor to happen in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It would be wrong, because surely when you put these rules, some of these rules must be prohibited of actions that is not of right. And therefore, if Honorable Zubango believes that when a member is asked to get out of the house, it's a punishment, but he understands that if the speaker ignores the member sitting in the house, that is not punishment. I think you can see the difference. So, we must provide for recourse if things don't work accordingly in the house in terms of the rules. And therefore, removing a member from the house, if a member is acting unparliamentary, then should be provided with these rules so that we are able to proceed. We are not held at ransom. We are not abused by one member in a chamber of 400 members.
Sir, not yet to note the DFS confirmed exception to the inclusion of the rule that says that we can physical consultation in the that must be dealt with in that session. That we will never agree to a rule that says that there must be a physical consultation under whatever circumstances. For things that people are discussing with them, but we are never going to agree to it. And we'll subject it to the first question from how we get it.
No, of course, it's not our way. It's not our way. It's not our way. If you remember in that brief, they think that the rules, not called as cost, it's respect cost. But the fact that we should avoid those lines. It's when you come to me to like, if you are close-minded, and you think that they're designing these rules for any reason, they're designing these rules precisely because they want parliament to function the way as one of the members want to function. There's absolutely no other way to do that. But there's no rule that says, okay, I'm talking that says they're encouraging members to cause fights in their house. But in fact, the rules that are designing is to stop that happening. When the speaker says to the floor, Honorable Zubango, leave the chamber. Why do you sit there and be waiting for us?
On many occasions, there have been legal instructions by the speaker of members to leave the house. On many occasions, we cannot agree that we just leave the house because SPC in most instances is party then and start to leave the house. We're not elected by a speaker, we're elected by an electorate, and how are we going to do our work when outside the house? There's an issue which is in court now. There's a judgment that the speaker just said the other day that honorable members are not telling us, leave the house, all of you. How do you comply with such an instruction?
who can't help it. As Peter is not God, is not some sense of superhuman being who is always correct. As Peter can make faults and the members must have the right and the call to be with them, how do you deal with some of the issues around them? Let us agree that we as CSM disagree that we must ever be present of physical courage inside the chamber for whatever reason, except when life is in danger. And I'm appealing as well that we must not be closed-minded, like the judiciary
chief
whip of the ANC says, like she should always put that there's not very little things to say. But the reality is that we can't allow physical courage inside the chamber. It can never happen.
If you will not bear in mind that there's majority of people that are royal, and must be respected by every member, there will be no democracy where this one can simply undermine the majority view. It can never be. We allow your right to speak, but we can't deny the majority to take a decision, that decision binds you also. Because the chamber, the rules of the rules of parliament are for every member of parliament, not each one. Members of parliament also must adhere to the rules. You can't claim to be democratic at the same time not democratic. If you are democratic, take a view that there are members here that are problem at Asia, most welcome. Okay. And the point is, Lloyd, as you are saying, we'll share the point. We know your views on this matter. But there's no rule that we are proposing that allows members to undermine the authority of the state and the society of it. When the speaker says to machine, the machine is in the chamber. Machine can't think that there is that chance that the speaker must be in the chamber. If there are issues that you want to raise, there are forces that the same chance. But no, this is that one. Let us move through. No, because we must always allow the
we are not agreeing to inclusion of the rule that says that because of things that have been said by people's mouth, they can be physically supported in their heart.
Yeah, thank you. When we started, we identified certain of the rules that we need to look into. And
chapter 5 and verse 47, 58. So we begin with them, that's kind of sequence. Then we look at 47.
Then
we
move to chapter 6.
But
If ever the member is still trying to find it.
That would be under extreme conditions, circumstances, where the speaker is forced by the misbehavior of the members to the fellow member in meetings. At least 5 days, 10 days, or 50 days. And it's under absolutely extreme conditions that would force the speaker to do so. And that would be a really big provocation. Let us move on, and we must not be about the song. Let us move on. Can you answer that? In terms of the moment, 58. Rules of debate?
Yeah, we want to remove the A and G.
You want to remove the A and G?
Yeah.
Where now the A and G?
It really is the second.
It's the option.
It's the option to remove A
and C.
And C. Oh. I think we discussed that the rules would be 58.
Yeah.
I was
going to
say,
if you want to have a sketchman called that, and then quite often. Shut up, please. There's absolutely no doubt on Shatatana. We have to get motion. Measure of motion is very important. There's definition. And then any question, rules. And then we are here for now. And then we'll put the motion without notice. Every Shukshubama pays for the A. Every motion requires notice at certain motion. And then the A, that's this area there. Option to a motion in respect of which notice. Notice of motion, you are fine. Together there, maximum absent member agrees. Withdrawal and action of the motion is on. Motion on personal privilege, and a motion of non-confidence, chapter 7 is on. We are ready with this. We are ready to present it to the Rules Committee meeting. Chapter 8, discussion on matters of national health importance. We are ready. Withdrawal, procedure of discussion on matters of public importance. Chapter 9, that's what?
Chair, maybe I'm going to go with the parliament. What is the end of certain increase for the speak of 1G, and the 71G that speak about the minimum concurrence? What is the name of session can we those who of that explain what that means? So that we are sure what we're going to, because the position which we took in the tribus one, which was the operating as part of the guidelines, that there is no need for minimal concurrence on motions without notice that must be presented in plenary. The House can only tell the House to reject or adopt the that is what we're doing, and that is how we've been operating. We want to go back to the figures of the back. But this is just a question of that.
Okay, mind is coming up. Bear in mind that the issue for one takes no binding decision. And then, just on the session forum, they will take views, those who persuade each other politically. Then they ask him, then currently, I think on those issues, there's a difference in there. But we are almost going back to what used to be the rule of the
nation. Chair, my understanding when I drafted this was that there were guidelines to be agreed in relation to motions without notice, and those were then captured in sub 2 on page 48, 49.
Well, there's
the guy that we approved
that has
sent out
his letter. I think it's running away. Look, can I get an explanation of what this means? Does it mean that there must be Leonard's concurrence on a motion before it is presented, or English for it. Can you answer that? Yes or no? What is happening?
Chair, the guidelines indicate that the motions that are there must be circulated in advance. And if there is a response from any party objecting to one of the motions without notice, then according to this rule, there will not be an opportunity to read it out in court.
Chair, you see now the problem is that this rule is not presented with the wrong context. In the headlines which we agreed upon, which have been incorporated here, we say that there is no need for unanimous concurrence on the motion that notice was presented. I can tell you straight now that there will never be motion to that notice in parliament if you can take on unanimous concurrence. They're actually right in all three conditions almost. But also we can email that every day when you start two listeners from text all of us. So it means that we never be motions about notice in parliament on whatever issue. And that is we elaborated that it's not possible to want to solicit unanimous concurrence on motions about notice. Let political parties be along the motion about notice. Yes, circulate them. And then they'll take them in plenary, and then the plenary session can object or adopt the motion without notice. What is wrong with that? It's a process that we've been operating with for the past 3 months out of an agreement that was reached. We don't underestimate the agreements that were reached in children's forum. Don't underestimate, don't utilize that. We take decisions that in most of the time happen on most of you want to choose.
Chairperson, I think you know it's we really don't need necessarily to have a threat that there will never be motion. This particular process is it's actually made that the motions without notice that are read in the House, which at the end of the day they are adopted, Parliament must act on them. It must act on those motions. They must rise to the relevant people, give a congressman and whatever motion, and it becomes a decision of the House. And therefore, it is meant that parties must talk to each other and they must agree on the motion that must be read in the House. And if we are sitting in a position where one party does want to liaise with other parties and make sure that whatever other parties are worried about, you know, in most motion checks, parties have good intentions of emotions, but the problem is that you find them speaking in certain unwanted sentences or statements within the motion, which actually inflict some pain to other parties. And if that party says, we object to this sentence, remove this sentence, or redraft it, then they must agree on that, and then the motion will see the day in the House. But I mean, to read a motion just for the sake of reading, when you know that it's not going to be accepted, you can't be corrected.
Thank you, Chairperson. Clearly, if there is no unanimous concurrence about the motion without that, nothing to ask any part is to write this particular message to whatever institution, but they can hijack all mental efforts. So I think we must just respect that this is where consensus teaching is such an important role, where people start talking to each other and then shouting at each other.
Thank you. What are you saying?
Just check in the gentleman. I want to respectfully disagree with the junior that it was a decision of the chief was for not. It was discussed at the chief was for. It was accepted as guidelines by the House. Right, so, and then I gave a letter to Musky. So it was guidelines adopted by the House. So it's kind of the document adopted by the House. What we probably need to do is take this to the Rules Committee and have guidelines with a couple of motions. Otherwise we can see a situation where, and it happened before, the EFF or any party would stand up and object to any motion without notice, even if it's a motion is commiserating of Bapana Bapana. Right? And it's the one that I congratulating them. Right? So we can really bring the House to a standstill where possibly motions, you know, these kinds of motions without notice, that are of a national interest, congratulating somebody on doing well or something, we all get, you know, constipated in the corridors of office.
Yeah.
And not even move forward. So I think we've got to find each other again. And maybe we flag this and discuss it fully at the Rules Committee in terms of guidelines that will guide the way motions are put in the House.
Not saying. I think the ANC have proper education and demo in terms of the presidents that have taken before. I remember we spoke there, she was representing what we are agreed upon, what the chief of the ANC and what the House are agreed upon. There was an issue in Parliament where we said there is no need for a general concurrence on the motion of that meeting. And the speaker gave a directive that she which must have a deadline and present to the House of Nation. And the House adopted a guideline that says that the economy is the minimum concurrence of four motions that will be suspended. This is an issue. We supported that with G in the House. We supported it for the better part of the last 3 to 4 months. It was not operational. If there's a member who is conscious of what was in there before, they will know that minimum concurrence provision was not in existence because we had suspended it as the House on the basis that it is not going to be always that we have minimum concurrence. But also the issue of what is correct and what is political or content and everything else, it's a separate subjective issue. Let's not enter there. Comrades, what are the this can be political? I gave an example before. That in most instances, the ANC stands out to say that Comrades against the ANC for winning a war against the IFC. It's because of the star. That's what the government is saying. It's political. Let us agree in principle that there is no need for unanimous concurrence because we are not going to have the motion. Let us allow political parties to present motions without notice. The House will have the right to object for adoption. It does not have to implement those decisions, Mashile, because the House would have objected if it's a thing that is not practical. But it should have been raised that we made a submission on this. So I think there must be coordination of course in the House. We must speak before coming. So that we've got one issue, because there was agreement on this issue. I don't know why I'm being taken right now. See that was told that didn't know that was on the phone. Please.
Thank you.
Because I'm here to say all the good work.
all motions, every motion required by a notary, except the motion and motion which notice is the same with by unanimous from those in the now nothing was revoked. Secondly, it also stipulates that motions of abilities are intended, among other things, to allow the House to express a collective view on the constitution, therefore the need to find on the constitution. Such motions should therefore be congenial and general in nature, not possible. And then it goes ahead to the guidelines. And essentially, step one, which is what the Republican said, that they must be unanimous concurrent that the motion be read, but it says what the agreement is that must be circulated before the time, and the parties then have an idea of what the content is, acceptance of the part, and respond to that. And then we get to step two, is after the notice of motion was read, motion without notice was read, then you have an opportunity to decide, the House has an opportunity to decide. So, nothing that I said is misrepresenting. The only issue was that the Honourable King had said this was placed, the rules were placed before the National Assembly. But what I'm arguing is actually that the rules were not needed. It was an attempt to find a common understanding of how practically we should keep them at this step. So I think we should have a look at that and then again come over after a part of those rules be approved.
There has never been a time where a speaker says that you agree for a motion without notice. It doesn't work like that. The process is that we should lay motions without notice. And when this Rule 97G was in existence in full force, like there was to go with now. There had to be minimum concurrence before such motion without notice is presented in the House. So once you say that we do not agree with the motion of the ANC on this, we are not going to take this case. That is what used to happen. And we elaborate because there was a trend that had developed of the ANC objecting to most of our motions on this. And I will say that we object to everything else we presented. And we did so, and there was no motion without notice presented because she provides for unanimous concurrence that all of us must be 100% in agreement. Even if 399 people agree that it must be read, if one says no, it cannot be read. Now, what we're saying is that there is nothing wrong with circulating motions before they're presented in plenary. But let us not put a demand for them as concurrent. It's as simple as that. A political party has a right to say, to object or to agree to a motion without a notice or whatever ground. And let me just explain why they do so. I can tell you that the way you want to revoke the rule now, it's not going to help the House move forward. It shows like we're not learning out of what's going to happen. We object to all the motions and then all the emotions that will pass the internal. And the honorable member, the honorable it's not telling the people that we do not agree. We discussed this issue on many occasions. I don't know why the position group is not reminding me. We discussed this issue, the speaker gave a directive of what do we do. And practically what happened was the strength of the rule that says the unanimous concurrence. All the motions without notice that were reading in the past 3 months in Parliament, there was no unanimous concurrence. And political parties had the right to disagree or agree with another thing. That is what our operation says to the government. I've not known the component and the angle of this
investment. No, my team colleagues, we have again allowed the discussion. We may agree with this thing because, again, the voice of the leaders in the press must be heard. That's what we are doing. We are here, what we are saying. We are taking through the rules committee. The member of the argue their point in the Rules Committee. If the Rules Committee agrees with your lordship, it's fine. They must be really happy. But all those demonstrations, every decision taken by my lordship, we are not and implement it fully. We expect the pay to every member of parliament to do. Once my lordship takes a decision, every member must accept it too. And then magician, he agrees. As long as the decision is taken, my colleagues of members, they are buying everything. Let us go. I know that. The decision goes to the chamber, the chamber agrees, that becomes the decision of the chamber. If of course the chamber takes the view that one of the Shibambo is excessive, that is also the decision. And we are happy about that. We are happy about that. Okay, let us move on. There were a very nice religious democratic council. You must appreciate it. Very nice
religious democratic council.
General review and pass on this one. We'll come back to you.
the idea is that declarations of such will not normally be submitted immediately after the text is concluded. In other circumstances, by terms of option two, it can be agreed that if, for instance, he votes to discuss if he perceives future and any plenaries, that those, when the decision is taken in the House, there will be a further opportunity for declarations of vote, but setting a global time and then parties use that time proportionately and select according to their needs. The other option, which is option three, was to reduce the amount of time for declarations of vote because they are not the best. To say 2 minutes per declaration would also reduce the total time of quite dramatically.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm so very careful to understand that. We've got to read 18.34, because I think we broadly agree that if there is a budget vote in a mini plenary session, not all members of the House are exposed to that debate that takes place in the mini plenary session. So when it comes to the House, then we should be allowed to reject. But that's not captured in 34.2 at the most. In 34.2 you haven't captured that. Because we're saying in 34.2 that there shall be no further debate or declaration. It goes against what we agreed on what you said. So maybe it's just a question of 34.2. Then Chair, I think on declaration, if we reduce time, see, it's not only declaration on budget books, but declaration on bills and other matters, any other decision. And if you reduce the time to 2 minutes per party, not all parties use the time for declaration. I don't think it's going to disrupt the system of the House greatly, time-wise, if we come down to 2 minutes. But on budget books, there has to be an opportunity to declare because you've debated it in the meeting.
34.2 is as per the past dean's direction, which says that there will be no declaration of vote in plenary on budget votes discussed in EDCs or many plenaries. That was the position of the past dean. I hear your views on this. So.
I think that was the correct one. But I understood to... I'm sorry to him, but I'm dealing with a lot of notes and also... On the Facebook post, I think you can impose on members that you must call other members on the... What we have to say is that the woman, Mr. Ramaphosa, without having to say one of the... To say honorable is a very indecisive. The conveyor of respect sometimes, which sometimes do not have the possibility of Mr. Ramaphosa. We must allow to say that without the view. How do you say that they... Sometimes they're making us to be unthoughtful, like every time. They're encouraging us to tell lies every time we're in Parliament. Honorable Zuma, Honorable Ramaphosa, Honorable Kabudi. We're presenting reality. So we need really to be given space for us to do matter and make. So honorable is a condition. Those who cannot use honorable can do so. We can't make it a rule that we must do. Call people honorable even when it is not necessary. Can you please remove that?
We absolutely acknowledge that point. We have a non-suspect guide while we have the plenary. It's honorable. There's no coordination. At the end, the domestic program organization was appreciated because they know it was understood. And the parties, but all that, and that is the head in our voice. Let us move on and deal with the
second. Yeah, on the question, I'm not clear what you're saying now.
I'm
saying that. Okay, 32 is in 32 or 32. force opportunities are what I'm doing currently.
My understanding is yeah, I should also
have you can. Yeah, Chair, this question of the declaration after the debate has been issued, shouldn't it only be the decision of the program comes to take the particular, if that particular argument is taken, that has not decided to hold there, we need to do that and then we agree on that. But at least then we have that general rule that where the debate has ensued, then there should be declaration. But we think that the program could be taking that particular discretion on persuasion from the party, that is the way we should do so.
Honorable Madam Chair, I'm very happy that you mentioned that the declaration of votes, that you should draft the rule that said that the declaration of votes is a decision taken by the Programming Committee. The Programming Committee will take the decision to dial in the matter. And then once they've decided that the position, your allocation can also be used in the leadership group, they are opposed to that. That's okay, but.
Thanks, sir. My understanding was that if a matter has been debated, either in the House or in the mini plenary, because it's not all mini plenaries where there is there are flyers on TV.
Yeah.
It's not everything. Because our colleagues here, their problem is the issue of the airtime. So we are saying that if that matter was debated in a mini plenary where it was not shown on TV, then we can have a discussion, but we are taking time. So if a matter was debated, and it was shown on TV that Honorable Shibambo was debating on this, and he's different with the majority party on this one, then we cannot have declaration. It will be a total waste of time, because all parties will have the opportunity to express their views. So we are not here to sit the whole day and night in the plenary. That's because of discussion, no. Let us be honest. Thanks, sir.
To honor the system that I'm being. You know, I don't think it reflects any wisdom to want to take a bold decision based on the process and facility of parliament. It can be, it's a basis of any decision. Do not take a personal position that for the benefit, yes, of the general public, or also of all other members of the party, if an issue has been dealt with the plenary, even if there was a deep thing, once it comes to the National Assembly, you must be faced with declaration, whether it's a bill or a court or a budget, it must still be subjected to declaration by political parties. You can just say one political party, one declaration. Not a long process that the state's member must be a declaration. It can work like that on key decisions. Maybe what could disallow a chair is declaration on issues that have been debated in plenary. If they are going to be supposed to be a vote, if all members of parliament are convened in the National Assembly and they have expressed their view in a debate, they don't need to be a vote to defend that they want to be a declaration, because unless they have expressed their opinion on it. But on issues that are being brought, which have been debated at the not allow a speech form. But there are not two conditions they don't choose.
Thank you. then your conscience will be covered by the next time. Let's give you the opportunity to reflect on what God really thinks that Christ is coming to the world. They have manifesto and the consequences that we get for them. And we don't want to be ashamed and dismissed to see this one. And that one part in the majority taken that she has had a view on the particular matter. And the opportunity given for him to make a declaration into the house and write his out of that understanding. And this is what we are going to accomplish. And that is the principle that we're talking about. And I don't see anything wrong with that. If that could be the circumstances, then the principle has prevailed that allow them to come to the house. Or usually the practice, those that have done their capacity, they are part of the rules committee. Who call you as to reflect on the different opinions that they have on the issues that have been expressed. And to give their opinion, no criticism, to reflect, let's do that. And this is what is going to be this point. And it's not going to be the question.
One other point. How would they have thought that? We are taking a principle point that they can't be declaration. But the opinion committee will allocate time. And you mean that the problem, so we don't forget that they're not debating a house that is not allocated time. Then they come to the dealt with the minister narrative. We come to the main chamber to then assess the main vices. Then we'll allow parties to make a decision. But the team that allocates time for every debate will take a decision, give it over our hand. We're going to have a decision for 2 hours. And parties will allocate time accordingly. It's proportional allocation. Proportionally, parties will be given time. Then parties will stand up there and say, on this vote, we are making a declaration. On this vote, we are objecting to it. Please note our objection. But at the point where they think they feel very strong that this party's vote, they want to make a declaration. Because of what the party will decide, to say, now, this is one that I feel very strong. I want to make a declaration. All along, when the party is going to stand up and say, no, my objection. And that's what we are saying.
Yes.
Because that's what we should propose there. But it can't be right that we make declaration without time allocated for that. I think it's an abuse of member of time. Those who divide on time, I think it's a programming question. They will meet and say, there's a declaration in this subject. Those parties are going to be negating the proclaiming committee. Because we are retaining the proclaiming committee or a report. You understand? We are retaining the proclaiming committee. Of course, the majority decision will prevail. That's what they say. They'll go there. The chief people go there and say that we are allocating 2 hours for declaration. Then this standard is allocated for everyone. And then we'll then choose. The honorable card will say now, for the environment, we feel very strong on this board, we want to declare. For environment or whatever, then we declare on that. I think we agreed on that. There's no harm in it. It's not about the repetition. And then the confirming committee has to take a decision, allocating time on that. It can't be just free for all. It can't be free for all until the next day. We are still investing something that we've created somewhere. I think the whole cover, we are helping that. Law not to that. I know that you're not upset. But I want to challenge you for that. If you're a privilege to object one.
And actually, just in clarity, any time when you want to allocate time, unfortunately, is in relation to budget votes. In all other cases, if it's a bull, then the usual time limits apply to all parties.
Yeah.
That's my understanding, where it's just one thing to pursue.
The main passion. were like 21 budget votes. And I think the example was even that one. So when they build another area, time is allocated, ready for time, not all passes declared there anyway. And then I think that's what I want to tell you. We need this other area. Because at the same time, we are putting time only on the declaration. Because in terms of the bill, I think there's a problem. How do you do this? Yeah.
I'm still not there because in another room dealing with debates, it's been put into the rule that all parties get a minimum of all members a minimum of 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And now I get the ratings of vote. The rule which we haven't changed says that one member of each political party may declare a vote in a speech not exceeding 3 minutes. That's the current rule that has never been changed. The intention is that subject has changed. And that's when it comes to declarations of vote, regardless of space and time. The program committee will decide on a proportional basis how much time each member speaks for the speaker to make a declaration. So the smallest party is 1 minute for declaration. The largest party 5 minutes or whatever. If I'm standing correctly.
My understanding is that the program is coming to the top of time. The allocation is 2 hours. Then EFF proportionally gets 10 minutes. It is the choice of the EFF to decide whether they use 10 minutes or 1 vote, or they use 2 minutes per 5 minutes. I thought that's what we are trying to do, that we don't want to decide which vote. The party says, you are giving your time to the party, it's up to you how you use the time. And then if the party decides that they're using 5 minutes, it's up to the party. If the party decides that you use 10 minutes, it's up to the party, but the party is proportional. But the convening committee decides, we are giving 2 hours, and then the chief whip, even chief whip divides, how much time the ANC takes. The ANC sits down and says, this is our vote that we are going to make the challenge. We want 20 minutes on this, how do we then allocate the voting? I think that's the point that I come to have. Once we cover people having the right to make a decision. And at the same time, we want to cover the members to divide which vote they want to make a declaration. We did not have the well covered thing that we can declare for the first one to vote for the next. That's the point that I come to have. Yeah.
It seems to me that the primary concern arises from two votes, two instances. One's the main vote first, and the other one's the adoption vote first. So you get the opportunity for long, you know, long declarations and not the whole day. Why don't you make it that in those two instances, the programme committee undertakes the time. But in other examples, in other words, for bills and for other reports, 3 minute declarations apply.
No, that's what I was saying. We are not catching laws. I'm talking about the catch-up and adjustment policy. No, the big one remains the same way, but it's not everyone sees. And, no. I thought on this one, the one that we much more want to still have is the adjustment, the main function. That the party, they wish to take a decision, say, in 1 hour, in generation. And then they allocate time accordingly. Once the point is given 20 minutes, it's up to first party to decide which vote they want to declare on. Yeah. And then one other bills and everything, you leave your opinion. Because EAC anyway, is only one person on behalf of that party who is in that committee to make a declaration of 3 minutes. That's why the FIC is for this. Yeah.
We are saying that the time allocation should be proportional to all the rules on the classes.
And,
yeah, thank you very much. We can't go to proportional because at the moment, I think we've got a minimum 3 minutes for even debate. We can't go below 3 on the commission. So I think while I agree, but on the budgets, at the moment, as we stand, there is proportional allocation of time for questions.
because the schedule is put to you, and each party is allocated time to put questions onto the ministers. You'll probably get 6 minutes. And when your time is up to ask questions, your time is up. Yeah, the adjustments. So what I'm hearing is one wants to use the same principle for separation. The party can be closed, the budget votes will have 20 minutes. Party A. Do you choose which votes you want to declare on? Just to understand that, know what you are saying.
Now we're reacting on that. I think the person can move on this point. They haven't moved on this. Or quite
the person, I just want to come back on this. I think I understand that we have a situation, for example, the adjust appropriation process, but we want to extend that to the main budget appropriation. Secondly, I do believe that, and that's also what the Deputy Chief would do. You see, currently, there is a rule that says government has fewer than 3 minutes. But the practical reality is that declaration on any report or on any bill or whatever, the situation is that if there is no place, which is a proportional matter, that the base pay explains proportionate, and if there is agreement that there will be no place, then declarations are made. However, the fact of the matter is, and I have been there, I was in the opposition, the declaration is the great equalizer. So it means that there are 10 opposition parties, 3 minutes each, and then the governing party must respond to all of that in 3 minutes. And we believe that is unfair. And therefore, if there is declaration, a declaration, then we can say not fewer than 3 minutes, but then there must be some proportionality, and we don't insist on 50% of the time, but there must be some other formula that insists on the governing party as well.
Let me check whether the family could be right about where to speak and the family may close.
So, the discussions are done, but they are made after the debate. And in a scenario of a debate which is 97 minutes, the AA shows to the first minute. Yes, we agree that to exist the first minute, the rest of the 3 minutes come forward. It's not practical to say that in this kind of thing is one proposal. One proposal is again a vote, because it's not practical. This kind of thing is just to summarize just what you mean by voting for a particular perspective, or by voting for a particular place, or by voting for a particular budget. I don't think that, don't get a sense of the member of the current majority. There are ways and internalized multi-party democratic system.
Don't forget that if you are persuaded a member to agree with you, you shouldn't punish a member for agreeing with you. It would be absolutely unfair to a member.
But check, you are disrupting me. And the principle is that the principle of multi-party democracy, which is by the way part of the founding principle of the Constitution of the Congress, is to say that all parties that are represented in Parliament should have a voice and must be able to articulate their position on what they should have. It is not unfair. The aim is one debate. It's one debate. It's 14 minutes out of the 97 plus the 3, which is better. You can say as many things as you need to say in terms of it doesn't take anything from you. And the AMC is saying something meaningful, I mean, that's in the declaration. So it can just summarize all what we have dealt with. I'm just giving an example. We will be government one day, right? And then when we deal with those issues, we still understand that the minority parties like the CA, like the AMC, are still given an opportunity to say something after or before they vote on the bill or.
I'm not too close to that.
I understand what the problem is now. What's been happening is that the decision-taking program committee, they will be now debate, but it will allow iterations of votes. The consequence is that each party gets 3 minutes and you get the 5-40 minutes worth of time. And I think it's a collapsing of declarations of votes at debate. As Shivanga points out, declarations of votes is a brief summary of party positions, not the debate. The debate is about trying to debate each other. That's what democracy is about. Declarations of votes is recording all the answer to what your party is doing. So I think the response could be if the ANC have concern about the need for proportionality, then the ANC should opt not to say no debates. They should rather say let's have a short debate. And that would automatically be proportional. And then you say no declarations. But if you're going to offer declarations, do you want to reduce it to less than 3 minutes to pass? That's the money.
Chairperson, the fact that all parties have 3 minutes because of the ANC or the majority party, we are carrying parties. That is why we allow them to. Yes, that is why we allow everyone to have a 3 minutes. So what we are saying as the ruling party is that we cannot have all political parties having 3 minutes each. Then we have 3 minutes to respond to everything. What we are saying is that we need some additional time as a ruling party. Yes, to respond, because Honorable Floyd, representing the EFF, will say something else. Honorable say something else, and all the other opposition measures. Then as the ANC, we need to put, to respond to all those things. Because some of them will just say something that is not there. So we need enough time to respond. I'm saying when it comes to deceleration, where they were no votes, then the proportionality can come through when we're dealing with votes. So that one we can accept.
Yeah.
If you can try to understand, because we are a governing party, remember? So next time one corporate point then is governing this country, then we will say, okay, it's fine. Then we'll stick to that 3 minutes that will be allocated. But you will also need time to respond to our nonsense.
When a member is persuaded, he should leave the member. The member is said that he has set the democratic values and principles, especially in a democratic I don't think we should make it difficult for him to be persuaded when we move on and honorable boy just has moved.
Right.
Oh.
No, Chair. I mean, I wanted to continue clarifying this point. The parties of now in Parliament are more and more uniting to place solidarity with the opposition parties. And the ANC sometimes gets subjected to attacks. The environment has changed. And so when you allow the 2 minutes, because it's always nice content, but clearly the policies of the African National Congress, which is a substance of how you arrive at meetings and what you want to say about. Now putting us in a position of saying that we must maintain our position so that we're able to respond to parties. We don't keep quiet because you also have the same privilege that other parties have of being able to express our point of views. Because the public outside there think that the opposition is quiet when the majority of opposition parties are attacking us. And it's on those basis that you say we have to retract what we've been doing is in a very good spirit. And retain the position of being able to respond. And the 3 minutes is not going to be enough. And it's only based on the opportunity for the proportionality to be
maintained. I think what I need to do is two things. On one hand, I need to change 81 which says each party, and say that that time per party will be determined by rules for the committee again of any party.
Yeah.
And secondly, when it comes to budget crunch, a global time will be set for parties to use the time allocated.
Let us wait for, I forgot it's a very nice one now. I think we can take a break and we'll play to move on. Let's go to the very nice
one.
About the...
Thank you. Thank you. So that's the
difference.
What is the out of this?
Don't have to look at it again, one or two things. The language is to put it down, otherwise the voice in and ahead of the baptism. Let's call for this master. Any other new idea there? No new idea?
Yes, sir.
We have discussed last week.
Yeah, I think at the last meeting, a document was circulated, the Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature, for us to look at, which we have looked at that particular document. And our view on this is that it is too elaborate and it has too much of detail. Because just now we'll be talking about the color of the shoe and the color of the tie and that kind of thing. All we are saying is the IP has one message in the corners of the dignity and the core of the house and the value placed on Parliament as an institution, which is the highest instance of making the body of man. To be very specific about, you know, the mindless security issue, which you have to apply on or if you have to dignity and form, how party define dignity and economy is very something I don't really want to go into, almost. I mean, that's just the issue.
You know, it's always good to have someone to start with what we should do. And then eliminate everything that we should not present a member of parliament. And then again, obviously, they are talking about minimum standards. And then we always cover the traditional class, a part of the president. We always have those one to five, the black suit, the white tie, the shoes, the hat. We always attempt to do those with the formal, as we are looking here. I think we are formal. But we are hard again. And then we, because we don't want really to go to the length of the trash, the length of, we don't know, it's not interested in that. The real interest on us is that it should be appropriate for the national parliament. It should be appropriate. It doesn't mean that the weak party wants right line by May, general party should be sent to the chamber. And then surely the chamber would allow a member to come to the show. Come with their jeans, come with jeans, come with some up and down check. And come with their return best to show the impact on the general. That means that all of us here agree that the national assembly represents South Africa. Then must dress in a manner that represents our own community and so much. And also, sometimes there is something that you are tough to press the TV if you are not in parliament. So this shouldn't help something that when you go to the they go to parliament, so it's doing something else on our issue for you. When you go to the house, you take it out, you put on your suit, you should do that, you are not in a kind of thing. And then the point that you are trying the minimum pay, really every member must be really comfortable. They are not dealing about the shoe size, the color, they are not interested in that. They are just interested in the minimum pay. That is this member of the parliament is presented to, and those are your aspirations. And then, of course, we know some of the points that are there. But we are addressing this for the decorum of the house. It's not in isolation of the decorum of the house. I think the signal that you should have to get their faith, that they wish to be able to say, no, you can't come to the chamber with a shot. And they can't come to the chamber with a general and a report. Of course, the two bench chairs, the Majiba chairs, those are set up out generally. In fact, then, very few things that we say we cannot do in the chamber for the student community. And
I just wanted to add, but I think, you know, this is a subcommittee on rules, and we're dealing with the elephant in the room. We must not get away from the elephant in the room. Is can I wear a hard hat? Can I wear a hard hat? Red or any color? I mean, that's the elephant in the room. Can I wear goggles? Can I wear designer overalls? And come to find. I think that's the elephant in the room. And if we don't discuss some of these issues in the dress code, then we wouldn't have done justice to this problem.
And really stand up and say, we are going to fight for your rights.
Okay. We will make sure that this is going to be the minimum wage. We're going to make sure that you're going to have service delivery. But the bottom line is, how are we going to deal with that? And try to come up with all these little rules and that type of thing. Of not wearing a tight dress, of not wearing a hat, and that type of thing is not going to solve the problem.
But we can't allow
in the way for us sitting itself now, even if that question to say that no political intent is what we could do. That is unparliamentary, undemocratic. And our traditional focus on the culture of life. We call it very closer around that day.
I want us to go to what you propose. Because we have cited many things about that it is important that we could do so. It hasn't assisted us again to talk on the broad issues. We will not be able to say now what the issue that was.
You know, some of us really love our country and we want to be like that, to be remembered, to be remembered as such, even after life. That this one used to practice. Yes. So, Jonathan, I think what we need to do is that when it comes to grand food, traditionally it's accepted. Whether for a issue when money then that is accepted. Number two, a formal way. That one, I agree with it. Number three, you can be red light the way Honorable King discussed. So there should be a difference between members of parliament who are making laws and people who are going to a club, to a shed or to a party. There should be a difference. Because those people, even when they attend meetings, they know that they must be presentable beforehand and everything else. The real reason that we are dealing with this issue of dress code is that what is happening in this big parliament never happened before. In the past, we used to see members of parliament, even everywhere in the world, they are nicely dressed. So if it comes to a push, we'll have to implement and this rules must be enforced, because we cannot be seen as disregarding this House of Parliament, because here we are making laws that doesn't belong. So we must be presentable. And I keep on repeating this issue. Even criminals, murderers, rapists, when they appear before God, they are well dressed like that. So what about that? Some of us are honorable. We respect ourselves and we love ourselves and we want to respect. We respect even the people who put us on this position. The fact that wearing overalls and amakara but then we represent some women. No, that is not all. Because after, when the house is adjourned, people go to their offices and take off those things. Why are they not going to town with macabres and dumps and everything? We cannot have those heads in the house because they are dangerous. They are weapons. If I can take it and throw it to you, it will hurt you. So we don't want those kind of things. Thank you, sir.
I think it's between the health department and all some other minimum threshold. We could find each other. I have drafted something, but I was actually waiting for Honorable Kenya. She said she submitted something. I don't know if I can get to the English for consideration. Because they have a written code at GA, and there was a lot of agreement between her at the library school, her input to the city, as well as honorable thinking. So I have drafted something, a very negative sort of this kind of framework, and I believe that you can find conflict among the parties who feel that unfortunately the time has come for us to work more specifically. With challenging about what is acceptable and what not. So I would like to request that if this needs to approve of that, that we could submit it to parties that would like to make it and see if we can't. We can move on motions without prejudice and find out if we can find a motion.
It does not worry that. Also, the decision to reject is to do what? The discussion about the first code is not something that is because of a big fact. We have been doing this matter for some time. Let us not make it as if because of who joined us. Then suddenly, because we see here, we want to change the first code. We have been discussing.
Now we want to take a decision. Then we must take a decision. And take a decision, go to the host community, to make a proposal, they reject it or they accept it, we go to the chamber, we move on with that, we close the matter. The chamber must not have an ending consultation on something that is made. Because that's not a minimum, really, it's a minimum. And then let us close on that day. Should I think one to present that? What is your thinking there? No, no, let us present and comment on issues that are already.
Let's allow Honorable Kasa and
we come back and so the one issue I was proposing, you know, it covers over rocks, bananas, wolves, and of course the shampoos are very good for them in shampoo stands. They're also very important for that.
Yeah. Then check if the issue interpretation, right? We don't agree with that. We completely do not agree with any rule that is going to say that this is what is can and cannot work in the context of our government. And it's an issue which we, if we do not find agreement here, we subject to a different process. Like we did with Machine and was mutated and that is how we're going to proceed. We will never win this one.
trust the Lord that He does not well and peace and all like that and everything. I think that the I said before, I want to set up this is how we must pronounce words, this is how we must talk. Different subjective. We believe what no one is different is elegant. And that is our own belief. Like, if you don't believe that, it's okay. I mean, and so we can't describe to the ear of the point.
No, we are very boy.
Yeah, so then I really just want to say that I think it's appropriate for Honorable Carter to put something down. I'm sure we may be disadvantaged because we not here. But if anyone has any other proposal, then write it down, submit it to the next of the things that we said, so that we are able to apply our mind. The question that we are hearing now, that we can be so different here in the other house, I think we are really undermining what has happened. It illustrates that we have been voted by a certain number of people, but after they voted you in, they are voting you into a collective. They don't vote you to go and stay in one quiet house and continue to be one party in the particular corner. It goes into a collective. And the collective, the constitution says, it has the right to formulate rules or regulations or orders in order to control or determine or to deal with its business. That's collective. And that's what we are doing. Now, if we want to continue to behave and conduct ourselves as a separate party in this parliament, then it's going to be a problem, because that would undermine the objective that we are as a national assembly representing the entire populace out there, and being 400 members of the national assembly. Therefore, we, in the spirit of actually understanding the democracy that we are in, that we must really adhere to the principles that we are preaching to them, that to govern our business here in Parliament. And yeah, that's my piece.
On a growing note, you might say to see that we have finished a whole lot of media presentations. We've done that never, and it's going to continue as our position is not going to maintain it. We also have 2062 and something percentage of voters. And elect someone else, and they're telling us that you know, 1 million is contesting with us. It's a simple principle that we are one reason to allow the public to improve for society. And for us, it's very clear. It's not only my mother, also a domestic worker. She doesn't agree with your opinion. So it's a sweeping statement that I'm making about the residents of the individual of power. She doesn't say, no, we speak Spanish, but very well. Our own mother says it's not right to call people like this because they are voted in themselves. So it's a matter that we are quite, clear that all of us are representing the same one of the board and we are representing the same thing. So the working class that we are coming from that understood our own understanding of what of society we are working for is saying that the type of wording that we see in Parliament in London, asking our conditional congress to grant to hear your assets of authority. If it comes to emergency or it comes for you to run for assistance, we'll not care about that. We'll continue to make our position so that rebuilding of society and parliament can be the position of ourselves. It's not a one dominant party. It's not a party where we're going to put the other party or we're going to allow ourselves to survive. This is all.
Well, I think that one of the members you left was,
I think, the independent ambassador. the question I asked. I think I was advised to understand the address was frustrated. About 13% of mentioning things of parliament. And then allowing even the one person to catch his voice or help was in the head of parliament. We've been doing this all along. But also the individual must also bear in mind that majority can't be before the government by any means. Because otherwise it may not be a problem where there's no, every individual thinks that no, I can act on this thing, do that thing. That's why in an ideal court. Also I meant for those who are free to take things to court or to decide. But it doesn't mean that those who are in parliament can make their rules. We must make our rules and stick by our rules. Of course, if they don't say the rules must be adjusted to let out the demagogy. But we shouldn't waste much of our time. I think quite as already, one of which numbers put a position is in this way, because this way, I think really it would be absolutely not easy now. Because my choice of cash is right here. One of which thing I think we all agree that there must be a minimum. Standards of this court. And then send the magician, that, that, everyone who's here. I think they're better. That is going to be absolutely no harm for members who dress to put in my device shares. It's almost formal anyway. But even if it's formal, I see then it's format. Right? And there's nothing to dress there. Two pen shares in here. There are no other areas that we dress. They never cause problems for anyone. And therefore, again, those who said that one of those things, and they're not even asking members to come here every meeting with our ties, the shoes, they're not like asking. But a minimum standard that members should have. And my understanding then is that we agree, you know, that we dress formal, casual, but smart, we do that. And then we address the question of really, all the things that we have mentioned that we should invite parliament, cages, flops, Mercedes t-shirts.
Yes.
Mercedes t-shirts. In the very much, you know, when parliament is pretty, when the rules are set, then Mercedes won't be allowed.
Yes.
And this will be nice shirts, that's okay. Mm-hmm. And then the campus not allowed, Makarapa not allowed, overall not allowed. Mm-hmm. And then whatever dress code that is not appropriate for this one. I think in the end of the day, I like some of these. I think we should draft them correctly, present to members for the Rules Commission. Members will look at this. And of course, I mean, for example, if the majority of parties are taking parties in Parliament, if they agree the minimum dress code, then surely will be enforced to everyone. Unless you want to take your own parliament somewhere in every sense. But the parliament here, the rules of parliament, every member of parliament has taken and voted to respect this bill. A lot of decisions are taken by first parties in parliament that they have agreed in. In fact, one of them might have already been 16, if I'm not wrong. We are moving forward, but we want to conclude correctly for us to ensure that we move, knowing exactly what we are saying. And then we are going to then regulate it according to the media.
You know, I want to remind you that when the charges so-called question of parliament brought against the EFF, I was still a member of the Power and Prudence Committee before I was going to cross. I told the Brown and Machine that the only way Parliament is going with the process that is going to create, which is unconstitutional, which is not going to stand the test of the laws of the country. And you went ahead again, the one, like, I want to advise you again, that's not waste of time. This proposed prescription for these that we are speaking to now. We will never send this. And I can tell you that we'll be here when we close Parliament in 2019 for elections. Well, overall, all the things that the thing will be proposed, not just to your summer and
okay.
It's a matter of fact, so.
Okay.
I'll
no, that's fine, but we are trying to do that also. We have a right to take it to the issue.
Well, we have taken a view, this is your view, your passive view, but we are also taking a decision. But also we know that many members of your heart also will take you to anywhere else.
What's the rule?
But you know.
It cannot be that a president who has the question has too much power to
employment and legacy, of rules, to give us something. And we should invest the president of the majority party. He voted for a student a lot, but not going to go through an option vote in terms of the rules of parliament as they exist now. He will call for a division on the morning of no confidence, for instance, in the president. It is time to correct that. People must vote openly to say that Yami Bowie has voted for the removal of President Zuma. You will be victimized. You will be a former member in no time. And we can cite practical references of where members of parliament voted against a particular position and were subjected to discovery hearings or threatened to return to a particular process. You know what happened with the former member of parliament, Ben Torok, and the other member who voted against the party position on the discretion field. It can never be correct that even when the power discussed and engaged, still members are subjected to the party line. What is the purpose of power debate and discussion? Why are we debating in Parliament? Are we not so? Because once we debate, we are pursuing each other to say that this is how we should move in terms of the legislation, in terms of the budget vote, in terms of the report which is coming from a committee. We must pursue each other and then we must be allowed to take our own decision. And the good thing about our proposal on the ballot is that it is not just a threat here to the ruling party. The ruling party will have an opportunity as well to persuade members of the opposition party. You claim that there are people who would agree with you on certain questions from the opposition branches. It gives an opportunity to persuade them as well that we should move in this direction. And that is what we accept as that let us run parliament through a public democratic means which will have superior logic triumph over party political life. One, the superior logic in terms of what is important we should deal with. The background upon which we should deal with. Now, our proposed mechanism is that concrete. It's not that that every day the secret ballot. Obviously, let us have a high quality system. There will be votes that can be subjected to open votes. There will be votes that should be conducted through secret ballot. And that should be only when 15%, I know there was a different proposal before, but after a careful consideration, when 15% of members of parliament propose that they must be secret votes, then Parliament must have mechanisms to put in place a secret ballot to decide on budget votes, on motions, confidence or no confidence, on support. So that the truly reflection of what was the persuasion in Parliament, what is the point of persuading each other at the end of the day, what would be subjected to would that make the detailed submission for these rules must change? But in terms of number, there will be new arguments, the number must be different. That if a secret ballot is called for by 15% of members of parliament, it should be accepted. It's a threshold requirement that says that at least 15% of parliament are expecting that the that is 45 members of parliament. If they say we need to take a secret ballot, I think that will enhance democracy and then we can make sure that the public representation is not what is happening now, because today we have voting factory and robots which should be almost, but other subjects to intimidation and a variety of other issues. Let us give that much more decision. It is a way of embracing parliamentary democracy and understanding that it's not simple to be a democracy. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
honorable humble for the study teacher publishing that he provided us. And they not only with the contents of it, but the two documents that he asked for and that he provided. But to the extent that he raises the issue of the election of the president and the speaker and the deputy speaker, and this is something that we discussed last week as well in the election of the rules. But as I said last week, it's a constitutional provision where Section 89(1) makes provision for the removal of the president. Schedule 3 details how a president should be elected by secret ballot. Now, to us, it also makes sense that those particular office bearers can be elected by secret ballot. It can also be removed by secret ballot. Now, when I spoke to Honorable Simambo earlier on, he said, well, we should read into 89(1) that the National Assembly, by a resolution adopted with a 14 vote, at least 2/3 of the members, may remove the president. We should read into that by secret ballot, but it's not specific. So maybe one requires a constitutional amendment as far as that is concerned, that we have a secret ballot. Either way. But Chairperson, where cannot it be, and maybe it's my party discipline that's coming here, is that we may be elected as individual members of parliament, but we are elected on a party ticket. Because the system that we have in the country at the moment prescribes that. Now, unfortunately, members on the other side of the House, the ANC, if they only accepted the fact that the Minister of Home Affairs was Governor Salini, and they had a Islamic commission that spoke about proportional and constitutional and constituency representation, maybe would have come a long way from there. But if I represent the constituency, then I follow the wishes of the constituency. And nobody can say anything to me while I'm here. But for all intents and purposes, I believe I'm here to follow party discipline, party views, party positions. Of course, there are instances where I think all our parties in the past have allowed free votes on the question of abortion and anything else that's sensitive will allow this free vote. So parties are not dogmatic in their approach to how you should vote. But that is not the focus discussion where you allow a free vote. We cannot have a situation where a member of our party comes there, and then there's a position on the table, whether it's a bill or whatever, votes against what the party policy is, and we will have no way of knowing that that has happened. Now, in municipal councils, in the administrative municipality, there were 23 times where they had to vote to elect the mayor and the other office bearer, and that is because they agreed to secret ballot. And we eventually discovered that there were members of our party that were voting with the ruling party, and that they were voting with the ANC at the time. And we had to discover that through our own means. But it's wrong where you just can't launch secret ballots, because it goes against the grain of parties. So Chair, we would say we're going to proceed with caution in terms of what we allow, what items or decisions we allow, where secret ballots should be allowed.
I raised my hand before conversation. So, dear from chapter 6, no matter me, I'm not I just want to indicate that as members of parliament, especially members of the ruling party, we are not voting heavily. We are here to represent the views of our parties. We are here to push the agenda and decisions of our parties and political parties. So I cannot be called a voting heavy. And also, we must remember that in South Africa, we use this professional representation system. Like Convention said, we are not yet there in a constitutionally based system. So, we expect our members to vote and follow the party line. It doesn't matter how or when, whether you feel like it or not, because you are in parliament because of that party. You are not, you can hear in the ticket. Like, for instance, Comrade Honorable Floyd, you had your conference in December. the international conference. We were watching. Some of the members were not in agreement of the decisions that were taken there. And you offered to give them links that direct them how to vote. You didn't allow them to, you didn't allow them to use their own, to vote according to their conscience. You forced them to vote according to both sides, to the leadership decisions. So you cannot come here and force us to do what you didn't do in any of us. So we are here to follow our own party line, and your members also are here to follow you. And I know for a fact that if they don't agree to what your party says, there will be serious consequences like any other party. So we cannot sit here and pretend as if all is rosy in our party. No, it's not like that. We force people to vote according to party lines because that they came up with the ticket of the party. So we cannot come here and talk about this. So as for the secret ballot, we don't agree with that one. We have a system that we use in parliament. We'll go accordingly.
Yeah, I think the point that I wanted to raise as well, I just really wanted to remind Honorable Mr. Wambo that really we are here on party tickets. And even though that, like everyone has said, is that we are playing this game with the national assembly as a collective, but we're coming here on party. And therefore, the question of the secret ballot, there's no problem if you start that debate on the parliament. Let's have that debate. You know, it's so that the heat takes its own course. But for now, that is what we are dealing with here now. We're going to put system in there that is being used, we use it. And if we have concluded that cost amendment, and the National Assembly feels that it wants to import it into the rules, then it is fine. But we can't give it if we are just single individuals. You know, it's acting free. No, it cannot happen. And then we have got party land, party positions, party positions. We are here to advance the policies for our party. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank Honourable Shababa, there's a lot of thought and work that got into the document, okay? I'm also not saying that they agree to every point that's there. But what I need to really say is that our view is always that there is a need for electoral reform in this country. There should be, not going to three parties line, but it should be the party constituency if we want to move forward. The fact is there is intimidation happening in the national system. I've seen it with my own eyes every single time there's a vote. I went to a button in the election, but I don't know how to make sure that they actually have a button for it. There is intimidation. But what you have to look at is also not, and the point that was made, that we should also look at the moral that we are voting on, is what is policy. If it's policy, you should vote for the right. Because you cannot say that I'm against this, it's from my, if your party's policy is done, it's for it. So, in just trying to agree to what I'm talking about, there's a need to have a look at the constitutional amendment.
Right, and how the party is going to understand
confused for some time. But never come back. So that was why I was in the price of in the mind of our own business. You see, also practically, many of us saw the business within a stretch of the manifesto of our hearts. What you are saying here is how can we dislocate the member from that? The government that was here to why the party has provided the federal money to come and you want to change the situation. That happens. So that we, what you have described as individual rights is based on financial steps, but on the individual feeling that you expect the member to have. But you also not be able to convince us as our own, because you see, you must understand that our party strength also, which sometimes comes from a lot of the interests that come from different policies, and they face certain challenges. So it's in the interest of the party to guide them. So we talk about Africanism among its members and how we guide them, make it possible for them to understand what the party decisions are. So it's not in the idea which, like Africa, I mean, you're trying to get us to do. It's not based on how you show what happens in the party, it's not like that. It's really how you make sure that members of the party understand what type of decisions that are made, what type of actions form, what type of policies that are made. And for us to be able to understand how the president has to get here, how the president should get over you, I would like to say this in order. If you really don't understand that, why they say that this is how you must move the president. There's a particular process that follows after that. And you are not related to that particular process. You are associating something that actually overwhelms it. As a power, I agree with you quite a few of our members that the proportional thing is nothing to kind of, I mean, it's a system that you are trying to avoid. The hybrid system that you are talking about, and by the constitution in 1989, says yes, every system does have a right. But the evidence is giving information to parliamentarians that what Africans can go over to them. Maybe what one of those things says is fundamental that we have put forward the constitution. And that constitution is in the way of design, is the one that is able to maintain the broader needs of our society, and making it possible for society to be able to advance. And that's how we come to the constitution. As of now, you're not very much confused of that. There's something wrong fundamentally with the constitution in the manner of the industry. We are setting examples that happen within the system from how we run our party. And that can't be said as to say we should be able to change the constitution. That's because you think that you're not going to give it any opportunity. Very often, you're not going to give it any opportunity from what you are perceiving about the newspaper that we send to the party. So there's no motivation. Why should we really change the constitution? And as I said, fundamental, this system that we've put in front of us isn't the one that has been able to maintain the unity and the consistency of the entire spirit of our society.
Thank you very much. Another forest, another billion, one of the points. You read this one? It's life to educate, positive education. Once only in the summer of the election, and every year after
over all members, the electorate has all the members that he teaches. So in that respect, I would like to concur with you on the thing that it's certainly faithful for the party to maintain a vote, because the party must sustain the election. What the basis of the election is in the national
If I'm not obtuse to that level, I would say that no, it's us only. It means that we don't have democracy then in the way. There is no contradiction of democracy. We have two of elections. We've got a current election where you are voted, and after that, you then assume that the people do not have the choice to influence individual members of the government. The fact that was allocated to us only. Party and then clearly they are achieved to be in different constituencies. It's for that particular purpose that they must be persuaded by the constituencies, they must take money from what the people on the ground there. Yes, by the way, like that. Then you have 1 million members, that is 20% of the number of people voted for. Different things that cost. We have that. It's going to take on behalf of 10 million. That voted for you, but are not wrong members. There must be a way of saying that as directly elected, not correct or not directly elected, but directly elected, because when the electorate voted for us, they knew that these are the people voting for. I think there are things when you can help with your partner, you can help them out. So the NCOP arrangement is a different scenario. The National Assembly is directly elected into the National Assembly because the electorate was fully aware of who was looking for. But also, I don't understand why a political party, a majority political party, would be said or secret about some key things. You know, you're not sure about your own ideas. You do not believe the superiority of your logic and debate to believe that you must have strength the battle you need and everyone else must follow. It shouldn't be like that. It then turns Parliament into a mockery of a talk show. We're just talking at the end of the day with an extraction that this is how you must vote. No persuasion amongst ourselves. And we're not saying that this must be a loose end process where everything we're always doing scrap about. There should be a mechanism that is introduced to do that. It must not be an easy thing to just introduce a red button. But interesting decisions need to do this differently. And the interpretation of the Constitution always might vary. Maybe we might need to look into it differently. I think that within the rules of Parliament, we can agree that we can introduce secret ballots, even on removal of president, because Section 89 and the about removal of a president says that by a resolution of Parliament, two things, you can decide how that is determined and what is the procedure of such a resolution. I think we are within our rights as Parliament to pass a rule that says that we should utilize the power of one during the resolution of critical functions. And those are all the things that we have to. It's deeper in democracy of public economy. Also, this parliament much more vibrant
instead of waiting for instructions from all the theocracies on what we should vote for and what we should think and what we should say. So it's one of those things that it's a problem that we're making and so to question.
One of the members of allow Honorable Shibamu to make a proposal. He's trying to persuade that. So I'm very happy though that Honorable Shibamu understood that democracy is bigger than Hitler. It's bigger than you. And therefore, once a majority has taken a decision, decision binds you. Once we've taken a decision against overall the campus, binds you. Because we have nothing to say to you about the democratic process. February, you listen to us very well. But when it comes to the reality that we are putting to you, we are almost now, not democracy, not that. I'm saying that there is no...
Democracy is the rules. It operates within a ring-fence framework. There are certain things that don't do versus the democracy. For instance, you can't vote to legalize corruption that someone can steal money and then you get democracy because majority.
No.
It can't, it's not allowed. They allow that government democracy in terms of what happens.
Let me tell you, there are rules that have been the operation of the National Assembly, that your constitution and a member of the National Assembly. These rules also must be attacked. Once the National Assembly has taken a decision on any rule, that will bind everyone.
There must be all the laws that we have here must be within the confines of the constitution, the Bill of Rights and everything. You can't pass a decision because of majority that is going to write on individual rights as contained in the Bill of Rights. Because that is against the law. So that is something we must understand at all times. Even with the majority, there are things that you can't do.
We are absolutely after. But at the point that I'm saying to us, it is that we are trying to get greater. And we've listened to your attention and we respect. Because a member of parliament must be heard. But you must also not then deny that a member of the right to be heard. You must also accept that once the speaker in the assembly says, Honorable Shibamu, leave the chamber, you leave the chamber. Because as your democracy is yours, it is not what you are hating. When decision are taken, then you don't like, then you decide. It can't be like that. But we have been accepted well on this document and we appreciate it. But just don't forget though that these are rules of parliament. We are going to the rules committee once they accept it. They become the rule of parliament once they accept it. Therefore, the fact that we are not taking it one or two, doesn't mean that there's no rule. Because it's very important that we choose. And as we choose, you pick and choose. See, this one I like, this one I don't like. That's not that. The democracy is going to be the most tortured one. I think now we want to say that on the issue of secret ballot. You know, of course, that all those after the constitution, they wanted to say, so I think they want to put it down. And then, of course, there are always calls for whatever discussion. But it's just important that we emphasize this point, that we have agreed to the minimum standard of issues of dressing. Generally, we have said what you don't want to happen in Parliament. Those who are decisions that are taken. And the same one who is a junior member of Parliament and a Democrat, who are very interested in keeping democracy. And then must simply by accessing the rules of the National Assembly. That there should be anarchy in the National Assembly. We must all of us respect the rules. And then when we are ordered by the speaker to do things, to do them, if you want to complain, you can go to other forums that we have set up to. So that it is very important that we do so. And I want to be wasting time to listen to everyone when you don't appreciate the men and women for this activity. I'm very happy now that the rules of parliament are absolutely acknowledged. And anyway, we have been part and parcel of this activity of the rules. I'm very happy now that all of us are going to report where these rules are accepted as we are doing. They find everyone, even honorable boys, they are finding at this school. The fact that we are located one rule or two doesn't mean that the rules are not there.
they will find everyone. One of us was very hateful for that. And I'm very hateful for that.
You're not talking about
gas. Yeah, yeah. No. But of course, you have articulated the good sense of your judgment here. In a very nice way. They're not born against it. Something that probably your soul the must be allowed to be able to form. I want us to move to another point and so submission. On a union, we should engage today more than this. Now this one that I've separated for the basic. Okay.
Okay.
This
is because this agreement says that this other Mr. Ramu's options be inserted into the
document. No, this was a discussion point. Because it's not an option.
Members will understand the significance of democratic arts and practice.
No, please. Let us allow our members. We have the issue that we said, for is that where we don't have to be, we'll put an option. But not a document, I'm not talking about a document. It's a principle that was raised, not a document. That's the point that I raised. Machine that I moved.
The Chairperson, yes, you correct that you have agreed that we could put option. But really, you know, when you have to put an option, then there must be a number of members that are actually living in that, as opposed to a number of members. But if it is just to put an option, it's also one member that will be raised in that point. And, you know, you should have included that as an option because we know that it's going to be supported by two people in the Rules Committee. And when we have shown here that no, we are not for that particular. You know, if it was supported by two people, parties, I think maybe it would make sense.
Oh, no, boy, let us solve this matter. I'm not sure why we're addressing.
You know, our good group is that we're just a very good issue. I just think option always so that if you need to then we continue to.
I'm not coming back.
On the old point, I think it's appropriate that we send these options.
Yeah.
Or as somebody of the discussions on some of these quote-unquote contentious or issues, the dress code, the declaration, etc., etc. Because in the Rules Committee, there are more party representatives than we have here. In our case, and we are yes, two parties, but there are eight other parties outside of this process. And I think, their rights to contribute to the discussion over there that should also be protected. So it would be wise to take this document to them.
I understand now when the speaker says down. Because we speak before the act of now. In terms of the rules, no member will be allowed to do so. It seems every day we have to pay up.
I think there are two options. One is in the document, there actually are specific rule mentioned, for example, under point 28 and point 23 and 24, it actually references specific rules. I think there are two options. One is to note the rules under options in this document. The other option is to circulate this whole document to the other parties. That might be better because then it provides context for the other parties to read this whole document. And form an opinion so that they can come to the Rules Committee and contextualize the proposal. That might be better for the same context.
My understanding is that all circulated documents that have come in are very general. I think I'm supposed to.
So this document is specific to the Rules
Committee? You can remember the list, report to the Rules Committee,
when it is emotional self-country then we deal with this issue that people that is pushing there, we close the mechanism of COVID. And then I think it becomes a partition of our own. Remember Madrid and Amsterdam, those of what we are pushing forward. Floyd, we are pushing forward options for your presentation. We are putting forward options in terms of the scope. These are pushing forward everything. Let's call those are putting forward. No Caracas, no what we are putting forward. You have that. But the point that you are raising that if the government has circulated here, there will be no harm to send people to other members. There are actually good ideas. We call them to the Rules Commission as we make presentation, and then the Rules Commission will take an application. I think they have let us know as well.
A question submission on the question of the African presence of security protection in Nigeria. We can then propose an elaborate mechanism of how members will reduce these doubts and the dealt with. And the other one, I'm going to do a submission on that. What the submission is when on the arbitrary powers of the students will spend a number of 3 or 4 or 5 days without a hearing.
We have also the Rules Commission has to make this, we submit what we have agreed on, then as we want to debate your issue, they will then debate it. But the point is to represent this, to present it on your behalf. We have agitated on this, to the option that we think we are equal to settle everything on that. The Rules Committee will look at that one. If you are still going to submit more, they are in the Rules Committee to look at it and see what is it that we can do. What is it that we can do?
Something around the drawing books.
we know of it, but some of the honorable Shivam was there. The meeting may see for the last time they convey. I understand that Marina, members of this platform, is the trans, the platform is of the National Assembly, which is with a joint meaning that once the meeting is convened, then that meeting has already chance. Once that meeting is convened, whoever convened this will be able to go and look at these two documents. These are two cases. I think colleagues today, if you can research, reach them, understand what is where, this is where we go there, so the presentation of the panel has to take a view how we see this. But very short, it's a very short document. Look at it, apply your mind, and after that, when they decide it, they are going to have quality. Yes.
Now we have a notice from my subject to the
Thank you. Tomorrow the moon will get